So this is going to be a bit of a prompt recap. There will be some things in this video that I've not talked about, but predominantly we're going to go over some of the fundamentals of prompting that we've talked about in the previous videos, and so you may decide that you just want to skip through this, although I would recommend that you don't. So chats are my best AI interactions, okay? So, you know, no one really talks about how to chat with ChatGPT. Everyone talks about how to prompt GPT. But actually, in terms of my interactions with GPT, the chats are the chicken which gives birth to the prompts, which are the egg, okay? So hence, you want to spend a lot of time talking to ChatGPT and the other language models before you then move on to prompts. And by the way, you know, even if you've got a free GPT account, the free accounts are powered now by GPT-4o, which is a very, very capable model. So there's really no reason for anyone to try and avoid having a chat with ChatGPT. Every single person I know who is a power user of GPT says it's the greatest invention ever. The people who don't have these long chats, they just kind of have these tiny one-shot prompts and then walk away. Those are the people who say AI is terrible. And there's definitely something in there. There's definitely a reason for that. So we want to start off with chats and then move on to prompts. And again, returning back to that yacht mastermind idea, we want to understand, systemize, and then prompt, okay? So we start off with these chats, just kind of three basic tips I'll give you here. One, we start off with GPT chats and conversations, which allows us to find prompts that work. Secondly, we move from these chats to a new tab, and we then, within the playground or within a separate ChatGPT window, we test our prompts in isolation to reuse for a specific use case. And then thirdly, we'll also want to break down tasks and prompts into separate chunks so that we can become experts by segmenting and decomposing our prompts. I also kind of want to give you a few one-shot basics here, okay? So if you want to have a chat with GPT in a specific with a specific prompt, you just want to give it one prompt and get it over with, then a few things to bear in mind. Firstly, again, chat with GPT-4 first, especially if you don't understand the topic in question. Provide templates. So even if you don't understand the thing, give GPT examples. It will understand the thing and then give you back more of the thing, even if you don't understand it. And so if you really don't want to learn a topic, you just want it to duplicate something, give it the thing it will duplicate that you want it to duplicate, and it will be able to do so. That's the only way to kind of skip the learning part, is to just give GPT examples of the thing that you want. And then finally as well, if you, again, just really, really want to take a shortcut, then you can look at other people's template prompts, including mine, which I'll give you in just a moment. Now, as I mentioned, the best prompts are actually not really one-shot prompts, even very basic things that I do. I do tend to segment them out into separate templates and separate sections. For example, even looking at just an email, like a single email, I'll generally have one prompt for the subject headers. I actually have four prompts. My agent has four prompts it runs for subject headers, actually. But when I do it personally, I have one prompt. For the email copy, I have a separate prompt, which has between 3 and 5 templates I'll give it. And then for actually formatting that text email into HTML, I will have a separate prompt. And so even an email, which is, you know, very, very simple, it's a very, very basic kind of medium, it'll actually be broken down into at least 3 separate prompts within a prompt chain. So broadly, if you want those shortcuts, then you will want to steal other people's prompts. I'm going to give you my prompts. It's the simplest way to get an understanding of what a good prompts look like. Even if you kind of don't want to learn about a subject, looking at someone else's prompts is going to teach you quite a lot about the topic in hand. Again, give GPT examples. Simply giving it X and then asking it to change Y within that template is a very, very good shortcut. Or here are 3 examples of X. Now do me another X, which is, so-and-so, which is relating to this product or this thing or whatever. I'm thinking in terms of chains and steps. You know, I've said this several times. Language models can't handle lots of disconnected steps. They're going to do either, you know, they're going to skip some steps, or they're going to do them each one very, very badly. We want to separate out where possible all of these steps into different chains. And the best way to do that is with agents, which we will look at in more detail in just a second.